Hey guys, welcome to the Aileon Anita podcast. I'm your host, Aileon, and I'm so excited to have you join me for today's show. I apologize for not being able to record a podcast last week. I was battling a head and chest cold because the weather has been extremely wishy-washy in Chicago. So I decided to take a little health break to get myself back together so that I can record this podcast this week. I also have been kind of brewing on this podcast for a while because I wanted to give people time enough to go see the show without spoiling it for those who planned on seeing it but hadn't seen it yet. And so there are several lessons that I learned from Black Panther. And I think that this movie was one of the best portrayals of African Americans and particularly women. This movie was so good to me. And so I just wanted to share some things that I learned from Black Panther. So the first thing that I don't think that this is really a lesson, but I wanted to point this out is I wanted to talk about how they display women in this movie. Normally when Black women are displayed in films, you often see them as angry Black women or bitter and broken. But these women were powerful. They were smart. They were intelligent. They were always ahead of the game. And I love the fact that this movie decided to portray women as that and not be women that are broken and confused and all of this stuff. But they showed these women being strong and brave and protecting what they love. So I love Black Panther for that reason alone. That's one of the biggest reasons why I love that movie is because they really got to portray women as smart and intelligent, beautiful and powerful at the same time. Another lesson that I learned from Black Panther is the wise build bridges while the foolish build barriers. This was a quote from T'Challa where he was addressing the world and saying how Wakanda was going to build bridges with neighboring nations around them and start to share their resources. And I learned that really and truly, if you really want to be successful in anything in life, whether it's in relationships or in business, whatever you may be doing, you have to build bridges. You have to help people, and you have to allow people to help you. And so that is so important if you ever want to go far. I love that quote because it's a power quote. And I think that all leaders, every leader of every kind, and anybody whether you're a leader of a household or a leader of a company, you need to be able to understand that if you're going to be successful in life, you have to build bridges. And building barriers will only barricade you in, and you'll only have access to what you have. So you have to take time to build bridges. Another lesson that I learned in the movie was no legacy can stand on a lie. So this was portrayed out in the movie when T'Challa found out that he actually had a cousin that was still alive that can actually fight him and battle him for the throne. And so T'Challa was like, you know, all about honor and legacy and wanted to, you know, continue to build a great continue to have Wakanda be a great country like his dad ran it. But what he found out was that the legacy that he was living was a lie. And so he had to go through so many battles, and Wakanda almost became like they almost were at war with each other. Each tribe was almost at war with each other because of a lie and a legacy. And so if you are building legacy, if you intend on leaving any kind of mark on the world, you have to remember that you cannot build it on a lie. It must be built on truth and honesty. Another lesson that I learned is just because this is how we always have done it doesn't mean that it has to always remain that way. As we know, throughout life is all, things are always upgrading. We have new technologies out. We are making strong advancements. And so what was relevant yesterday may not be relevant today. So if you want to stay ahead of the trends and keep yourself relevant, you absolutely have to always have a mindset to go to the next level. So once you master that first level, get up and go to the second level. Don't get comfortable there because things will always change. Which goes along to my second point, or the next point that I learned, was that you have to find ways to reinvent yourself. You can't get stuck in the same mold and say, this is what works for me, and this is how it's always working, and this is what's going to always, how it's always going to be. Like I just previously stated, things change. And so you have to be ready to move with the updates and even sometimes be ahead of the trends. Another lesson that I learned from Black Panther was you may have good intentions and your points may hold, you may have valid points, but you have to go about it in the right way. And this was displayed with Eric Killmonger, where he was very passionate about getting the resources that Wakanda had to people around the world. He felt like that if African Americans had the resources that Wakanda have, then they wouldn't have all of the issues that they're having now or in the outside world. And so he had very good intentions. His heart was pure, but his motives was incorrect. He wanted to wage war on the entire world, and he wanted to oppress the oppressors. And basically he wanted to do what had been done to African Americans throughout the times. And that may not, you know, I think that his way of doing it was not right. It was not wise. If you wanted to empower African Americans and put tools in their hands and give them things that they never had, that to me is smart. But to wage war on other people, especially innocent people, was not right. So there, I say all that to say that you may have really good points and you may have a really good heart towards some things and your intentions may be good and pure, but it's all about how you go about it, and your motives absolutely have to be pure. The next thing I learned is that we all win when we stick together. So when at the end, when Killmonger had, you know, all of the tribes fighting against each other, and they were, you know, Wakanda was basically getting ready to be non-existent because of Eric Killmonger's attitude and his position. I learned in that moment that if we don't stick together as family, if we don't stick together as one, we will all suffer and be sacrificed because we need each other to go to the next level. The next lesson that I learned is that loyalty is never real until it's trusted. And so I don't know this character's name, but, he was T'Challa's friend from the beginning. He actually was the main character in Get Out. So if you ever seen the movie Get Out, you know who I'm talking about, but he pretended as for a while, I thought that he was truly T'Challa's friend. I thought that he would be down with T'Challa through no matter what. And T'Challa really did have good intentions for him. But when Killmonger came along and was like, well, I killed the guy that killed your parents, he was like, okay, well, I'm on your side. So it goes to show you that really and truly loyalty isn't real until it's trusted. I mean, until it's tested. You can't trust somebody's loyalty just because they say that they're loyal to you doesn't mean anything, because people change all the time. And so if you find yourself with wishy-washy people, you can't trust their loyalty. And so, you know, even in your friendships and relationships of any kind, partnerships, business partnerships, whatever, you have to allow the loyalty of another person to be trusted. Now, I know we don't like to do that, and that's not always comfortable, but it's necessary to see how far you can really go with a person and see how far that person is willing to go without you, or go with you. And the final point that I learned, and this is not, these are not all of the things that I learned and all of the things that I enjoyed about the movie. There's a ton of more things that I learned, but to make this podcast short, I wanted to say that you need to live for something that you are willing to die for. This was displayed throughout the entire movie, where you see T'Challa, Nakia, even his sister Shuri, Okoye, all of the different characters fighting for what they love, fighting for the legacy, the long standing of Wakanda, long standing of their values and beliefs. And so I say all this to say that if you are living for something that you're not willing to die for, you're not really living at all. And so if you don't see yourself pouring all of yourself into whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish or do to make a difference in this world is not worth it. So if you're not willing to die for the project you're working on, if you're not willing to die for the person you're with or die for the company you're trying to start, then I suggest you rearrange your goals, because life is so short and so precious. And so you want to make sure that you are pouring all of your energy and your resources into something that is worth your life. And this is display. I've seen this display in so many areas, not only in this movie, but just in life, where people are actually out here pouring out their entire lives for something that they believe in, something that they are passionate about. And that's what you really want to live your life for, the things that you're willing to die for. So I hope you guys enjoyed this super short and sweet podcast. I am definitely going to post another podcast. I'm going to find another subject to talk about. I have something fresh and hot. I think it's going to be good. So, anywho, I love you guys. And as always, stay blessed and be relevant. Yeah.